guess what time it is? It's time for Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
Hello, Mr. Kane.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm living the dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah, seriously? I didn't say it was a good dream. I just
okay.
I'm a little tired today.
You're tired?
I know. Why? I need more coffee.
More coffee?
Yeah.
You came in with a coffee. Was that your first coffee of the day?
That was my first one.
Oh.
Yeah.
You brought me a coffee.
I did.
And it's my second of the day.
I almost drank yours.
Do you want it? I'll let you have it.
No, I'm good. Thanks, though.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
I need it. I'm sorry. I need it. It's one of those mornings where I'm going to need a little extra help this morning.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
You know what?
What?
I just realized I didn't find us a topic to talk about. I was scrambling to get some. Well, I'm going to be completely transparent. Mr. Ramsey across the hall needed a little help getting to his calendar. It was he couldn't get to it.
So you were helping.
I was trying to help him when I would have been looking for a topic for you and I.
So. All right. Well, anyway, we can come up with something to talk about. I'm
can
sure.
We, though?
I'm pretty sure we could talk about procrastination.
Oh, no. I didn't procrastinate.
Oh,
although right. I did talk earlier about the fact that you got a letter for your Ticketmaster.
Oh, yeah.
Information. And now everyone's social security number has been stolen.
That's craziness. I'm thinking about getting a new social security number.
What? Why?
Well, because mine's probably been stolen, so I'm just going to get a new one.
Mm.
Different identity.
Okay.
Might improve
this
my credit score.
This music in the background is kind of spy music.
It is very spy music. What is that?
I don't know. Just some music bed that I pulled up.
All right.
Francois Max... I don't know.
I miss the mammoth.
Francois Maxime Boutal?
Yeah.
Rock from
That's
the Dark.
Easy for you to say.
It's actually not. I have no idea what that is. Hey, we were talking yesterday about state fairs.
Yeah.
Okay, and we were talking about some people that we knew that had gone to Iowa for the
yes.
Iowa State Fair.
Correct.
It's and so a lot of people are actually Googling state fair foods.
Oh, wow.
The top two last week were, the top two items were both up for best new food at the Iowa State Fair.
Okay.
I thought that we'd talk about this because this actually was something you and I were having a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
So
top foods at new foods? This is new.
Best new food at the Iowa State Fair.
Okay.
I've never been. Have you ever been to the Iowa State Fair?
Uh-uh.
Me neither.
Is it a big deal?
Did your dad live in Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's a big deal. Anyway.
Huh.
So, cheeseburger egg rolls.
Huh. I could eat that.
I'm sure you could. And lobster corn dogs.
I could eat that, too.
I don't know that the lobster and the corn batter, though, appeals to me.
Hmm. I don't know. Lobster, good. Fried, good.
Apparently, the Iowa State Fair runs through this weekend. They also looked up, this is Google Trends that I got this from. They also looked up the top deep fried state fair searches from the past week. Deep fried bubblegum. Would you eat that?
No. I don't know. I might try it.
I
don't know that I would,
though. It's going to live with you for 7 years, isn't it?
I guess so.
That's a myth. That's not true.
It's going to stick around for a while. Really, literally, stick with you.
Oh, wow. That's a dad joke. Did you hear me talking about dad jokes earlier?
No. I'm sorry. I missed that.
You'll have to listen to that.
All right.
Anyway, deep fried butter. I've seen that at the Texas State
too.
Fair.
That's just disturbing.
Why?
Well, I mean, because
and
it's butter and it's
deep
good.
Deep fried ranch dressing?
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
That's just, you know what that is? That is a fried dough ball backwards dipped.
Hmm. Yeah.
If you took fried dough and dipped it in ranch dressing, well, you're just doing it backwards.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want
hot ranch dip.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I'm really jonesing for some fair food right now, I gotta tell you.
Deep fried beer?
Yeah, deep fried beer.
Deep fried lemonade?
I've never understood how they actually deep fry beer.
I I guess they freeze it?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking about like elephant ears and funnel cakes.
Do they have those in Missouri? Elephant ears?
I don't know.
Because that's an Ohio thing. I had never seen those until I went to Ohio with you.
So the elephant ear is just a big, giant, flat slab of dough.
Well, it's basically a funnel cake that's not funneled, right?
Pretty much. It's the dough is a little thicker. Different, but yeah, and it's thicker. A little
it's
airier.
Not my favorite.
I love them.
I would rather
have
yours. Funnel cake. Of course you would.
And powdered sugar, all and cinnamon
powdered
sugar.
Sugar is the crack of deep fried food.
Or cinnamon and sugar all over them. Oh my gosh! And you fold them up like a taco and just eat yourself crazy.
So here's something that's gonna. If you're listening right now, this is gonna blow your mind. What's the name of that town where we go to the mall when we go to your mom's?
Boardman.
Boardman. Okay, so Boardman. Had a, and I don't know if it's still there, had a fair food restaurant.
They did. Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there. Uncle Steve took us there.
I think it folded.
Oh. Not shocking.
I think they packed up their tents and went away.
Probably, thanks to COVID.
Yeah, probably.
It was way before COVID.
But they did a great job, though, with fair food.
Well, it was just fair food.
Yeah.
But that was where the first time I think I had an elephant ear.
And the French fries at the fair are so good. French fries.
So
good.
Okay, so what's something different that you've noted that the fairs like in Missouri and Texas don't have that Ohio has?
That was the big thing was elephant ears. They didn't have those.
But there was, you guys had some sort of like sausage on a bun kind of thing?
Oh, well, just... Like Italian sausages
Italian
and stuff like that.
Sausages, yeah. That's what it was.
But they don't use a lot of those here. So there's like more of a desire for, I don't know.
Like bratwurst on a stick.
Yeah, bratwurst on a stick as opposed to like Italian spicy sausage.
Yeah, I don't care for the Italian spicy sausage. I don't know why. Maybe it's a regional thing in Ohio.
I don't know. I love it.
It's a Yankee thing. Although
it's
you guys
you.
Are, Ohioans are considered Midwesterners, but I don't know that that's necessarily
Ohio
true.
Valley.
Some people call Missourians Southerners, and I don't know that I necessarily agree that's true either.
Aren't
so.
We part of the Ohio Valley in this area?
Yeah. Well, I mean, SEMO's in the Ohio Valley Conference.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
So I guess so, but
yeah.
I don't know. I do love deep fried Oreos, though.
Yeah. They are
I was
good.
Trying to think, oh, you know what we found? Oh, my gosh. And your dad was so sweet when we would go to the fair in Ohio. He would go around and find the chocolate-covered frozen bananas for me. So
that's
sweet.
That's funny. I forgot about that.
Oh, big Ron.
So there's a couple of food trucks that are up at the Circle in Deerfield, Ohio, for those of you who are familiar with that area. And they serve fair food out of those food trucks, and it is super, super good.
Well, and honestly, that's sometimes what food trucks around here are doing. Because
right.
they'll go around here and serve food, but then they also go to the fairs.
Right. When they're out in the parking lot, they're serving that good stuff.
Oh, when we were at Country Days, there was a food truck there. So our neighbor Brenda, her kids run this food truck.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it, you weren't there. What did I have? I had like some tacos. That's what it was. It was some tacos, and they were like street tacos. They were amazing. I can't wait till.
You know what's good?
SEMO District.
Deep fried tacos. deep fried.
Gosh, no.
Yeah.
Until the Deloge Labor Day picnic's coming up, and I cannot wait because I'm hoping that their food truck is there because those tacos were to die for. They were so good.
We have some really good food truck people around here.
Yes. What's your friend that the lunch lady?
Yeah, lunch
oh
lady.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they have really good food.
I have had some great sandwiches from them.
It's the barbecue guy.
One time, the Casey's Cooks guy. Was parked down at what used to be Patsy's, and now it's Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck Odell, boss man, went down there and got us all breakfast tacos.
Nice.
It was the size of my head. So I had breakfast taco for breakfast and breakfast taco for lunch.
Who's the guy? What's the barbecue one?
Oh, Ron with Smoky Valley Barbecue.
Oh, they have good stuff,
the wings
too.
Are amazing. Yeah.
Pretty good stuff there.
I do love me some smoked wings.
I need to get the smoker out and do some wings, babe.
Listen, the smoker is out. You just need to uncover it.
Yeah. Uncover. It's uncover the magic.
It's been kind of hot, though.
I know.
Now that the temperatures are cooling off, smoking is a little bit... Smoking
a little easier to do.
Food. I shouldn't say smoking because somebody might be confused.
Well, it's really hard to keep your turkey lit.
Again with the dad jokes.
I know. I can't help myself.
So what I was you are truly a dad. What I was talking about earlier with regard to dad jokes was the fact that there's a new study out that suggests the key to good parenting is humor.
Yeah.
And I would say that our grown adult children probably would agree with that they are willing to spend time with us, have us stay in their home on occasion.
Yeah.
For the because of the fact that we will joke around and have fun with them.
I think we're really funny.
I think we're hilarious.
Funny looking.
Oh, wow. You know, the dad jokes are starting to wear on me, and you're not even my dad. My dad didn't make jokes like that.
No.
Did your dad make jokes like that?
No. No,
yeah, I didn't
I'm think taking
so.
Up the mantle.
Oh, wow. You probably rescued it from your grandfather or something.
Could be. Who knows?
I will tell you, Mike Ramsey, across the hall, KFMO, he's the king of dad jokes.
Got the dad jokes?
He comes with the dad joke for everything.
Aw, Mike Ramsey, we need you in here for
no,
a dad joke.
No, we do not. We do not. Please don't. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. No, I can't say anything about it.
You're stepping up your dad joke game.
Well, I try.
You know what it is? You've officially become a grandpa.
I have.
And so that's
I think
where
I'm,
the dad jokes are coming from.
Yeah.
So.
Do you know what I heard?
I'm afraid to ask.
They've stopped making yardsticks. Yeah, they're not making them any longer.
Oh, God. My mom called. We gotta go.